The Worm Ouroboros by E.R. Edison. Argument with dates. Dates anno carses condite. The action of the story covers exactly 4 years, from the 22nd April 399 to the 22nd April 403 ACC. Year ACC. 171. Queen Safanisba born in Morna Maruna. 187. Gorais the Third ate up with manticores beyond the Bavanon. 188. Morna Maruna sacked by Gorais the Fourth. Queen Safanisba lodged by divine agency in Castra Balorn. 337. Gorais the Seventh conjuring in Carsi, slain by evil spirits. 341. Birth of Zeldornius. 344. Birth of Corsus in Tenemos. 353. Corund born in Carsi. 354. Birth of Zenambria, Duchess to Corsus. 357. Birth of Helteranius. 360. Val born at Darklairstead in Demonland. 361. Birth of Jalcanias Faustus. 363. Birth of Viz at Darklairstead. 364. Gro born in Goblinland at the court of Zaji Zaculo, the foster brother of Gaslark the King. Gaslark born in Zaji Zaculo. 366. Laxus, High Admiral of Witchland, and after King of Pixieland, born in Ester Marine. 367. Birth of Galandus in Butany. 369. Zig born at Many Bushes in Amadar Dale. 370. Jus born at Galing. 371. Goldry Bushko born in Galing. Decologus, eldest of the sons of Corsus, born in Witchland. 372. Spitfire, born in Galing. Brandoch the Ha, born in Crothering. 374. La Fieries, born in Norvasp of Pixieland. Gorius, second of Corsus's sons, born in Witchland. 375. Corinius, born in Carsi. 376. Presmyra, sister to the Prince La Fieries, second wife to Corund, and after Queen of Impland, born in Norvasp. 379. Birth of Hacmon, eldest of the sons of Corund. Mevrian, sister to Lord Brandoch de Ha, born in Crothering. 380. Hemming born, second of Corund's sons. 381. Dormanis born, third of Corund's sons. 382. Birth of Viglus, Corund's fourth son in Carsi. Residor, king of Goblinland, privily poisoned by Corsus. Gaslark reigns in his stead in Zaji Zaculo. Sriva, daughter to Corsus and Zenambria, born in Carsi. 383. Armaline, cousin german to King Gaslark, after betrothed and wed to Goldry Blushko, born in Carsi. 384. Cargo, youngest of the sons of Corund, born in Carsi. 388. Goblinland invaded by the ghouls, the flight out of Zaji Zaculo, Tenemos burnt, the power of the ghouls crushed by Corsus. 389. Zeldornius, Helteranius, and Jalcanias Faustus sent by Gaslark with an armament into Impland, and there ensorcelled. 390. The witches Harry in Goblinland, their defeat by the help of Demonland on Lormoran Field, the slaying of Gorais the Tenth by Brandoch de Ha, Corsus taken captive and shamed by the demons, Gro, abandoning the goblin cause, dwells in exile at the court of Witchland. 393. La Fierise, besieged by Fox Feyfaz at Lida Nanguna in Outer Impland, delivered by the demons. Goldry Blishko, repulsed by Corsus before Harquim. 395. Corund weds in Norvasp with the Princess Presmyra. 398. The ghouls burst forth in unimagined ferocity, their harrying in Demonland and burning of Goldry's house at Drepaby. 399. Holy War of Witchland, Demonland, Goblinland, and other polite nations against the ghouls. Laxus, with the countenance of his master Gorice the 11th, and by the Council of Gro, deserts with all his fleet in the battle off Kartadza, eastern seaboard of Demonland. The ghouls, nevertheless, overwhelmed by the demons in Kartadza Sound, and their whole race exterminated. Gorice the 11th demands homage of Demonland, wrestles with Goldry Blishko, and is in that encounter slain. Gorice the 12th, renewing with happier fortune the artificial practices of Gorice the 7th in Carsey, takes Goldry with ascending magical. Jus and Brandok de Ha, partly strawed of their wits, unadvisedly go up with Gaslark against Carsey and are there clapped up. Their delivery by the agency of La Fierise and return to their own country. Jus's dream, the council in Crethering, the first expedition to Impland, the king's revenge on Pixieland, executed by Corineus, and La Fierise dispossessed and driven into exile. Corun's great march over Acre Scabranth, sudden eruption into outer Impland, and conquest of that country. Shipwreck of the demon fleet, carnage at Salapanta, march of the demons into Upper Impland, amorous commerce of Brandok de Ha with the Lady of Ishnane Namartra, who lays a weird on him. Corund besieges and captured Eshgar Ogo. Jus and Brandok de Ha escape across the Maruna and winter by the Bavinan. 400. News of Eshgar Ogo brought to Carsey. Corund honored by the king, therefore, with the style of the king of Impland. Jus and Brandok de Ha cross the Zia Pass, fight with the Manticore, ascent of Kostra Pivarka, entrance into Kostra Bilorn, and entertainment by Queen Sophonisba. Jus's vision of Goldry bound on Zora, the queen's furtherance of their designs, the hippogriff hatched beside the lake of Ravari, the fatal folly of Mivarsh. Jus, in despite of the queen's admonitions, essays Zora Rock on foot and comes within a little of losing his life. Presmyra, queen of Impland, and Laxus, king of Pixieland, crowned in Carsey. The king sends an expedition to put down Demonland, setting Corsus in chief command thereof. Laxus defeats Vol by sea off Lookinghaven, and Corsus Viz by land at Crosby Outsykes, Viz slain on the field. Cruel and despiteful policy of Corsus. Dissensions betwixt him and Galandus. Great reversal of these disasters by Spitfire. Corsus's army cut in pieces by him on the rapes of Brema, and the survivors besieged in Owlswick. Discontent of the army. Corsus with his own hands murders Galandus in Owlswick. Tidings brought by Gro to Carsey. Corsus degraded by the king, who commissions Corineus as king of Demonland to retrieve the matter. Battle of Thremnir's Huk, with the overthrow of Spitfire's power. Corineus crowned in Owlswick. Arrest of Corsus and his sons and their dispatch home to Witchland. 401. Reduction of eastern Demonland by Corineus, save only Galing, which Bremery holds with 70 men. Corineus moves west over the Stile. His insolent demands to Mevrian. Miscarriage of Gaslark's expedition to the relief of Crethering. His defeat at Arwath. Masterly retreat of Corineus from Crethering before superior numbers. his ambushing and destroying of Spitfire's army on the shores of Switchwater, fall of Cruthering and surrender of Mevrian, her escape by the Council of Grow, the help of Corran's sons, and the connivance of Laxus, her flight to Westmark, and thence east again into Neverdale. Grow abandons the cause of Witchland for that of Demonland. His and Mevrian's meeting with Jus and Brandok Daha on their return home after 2 years. Revolt of the East and relief of Galing. Masterful dispositions both by Corineus and by the demons for a decisive encounter. Battle of Cruthering Side and expulsion of the witches from Demonland. 402. Second expedition to Impland, in which Gaslark and Lafayrees join the demons, lands at Muelva on the Dodornian Sea. Jus, Spitfire, Brandok Daha, Gro, Zig, and Astar cross the Maruna. Jus's riding of the Hippogriff to Zora Rock, and deliverance of Goldry. Laxus sent by the king with an overwhelming power of ships to close Melikafka's straits against the demons on their homeward voyage. Battle off Melikafka's. Destruction of the Witchland Armada. Laxus and Lafayrees slain. A single surviving ship brings the tidings to Carcy. Corand called Captain General in Carcy. Gathering of the Witchland armies and their subject allies. Landing of the demons in the south. Parley before Carcy. The king's warning to Jus. Implacable enmity between them. Signs and prognostics in the heavens. The king's desperate resolution if the fight should go against him. Battle before Carcy. Slaying of Gro and Corand. Defeat of the king's forces. Council of War in Carcy. Corineus the second time captain general. Corsus, counseling surrender, falls greatly into the king's displeasure, and is by him shamed and dismissed. In despair he compasses the taking off of Corineus and the sons of Corand, and unhappily of his own son too and his duchess, by poison, but is himself slain by Corineus. Blasting of the Iron Tower in the miscarriage of the king's last conjuring. The demons enter into Carcy. Their encounter there with Queen Presmyra. Her tragical end and triumph. In all of which is completed the fall of the empire and kingdom of the House of Gorais in Carcy. 403. Queen Safanisba in Demonland. The marvel of marvels that restored the world on Lord Jus's natal day, the 33rd year of his life in Galing.